Well, you may look at the screen right there, and you may see some, it may look weird to you. Presents or presents? But my question on that slide is, which is enough motivation to worship Jesus for Christmas? The question at the end is going to be, which presents? Because, you know, Christmas has a lot of worldly distractions. First off, the commercialization of the holiday. I mean, it starts in the stores in September. You know, most TV channels start showing Christmas shows on, in July. Christmas in July. You know, people don't start talking about Christmas till, I remember when people didn't start decorating for Christmas till that Thanksgiving. But in our neighborhood, they started during Halloween.
Yeah.
Right after Halloween. Didn't even go to the turkeys, went right to right to Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, cooking, you know, what's going to be that big Thanksgiving meal? I mean, that big Christmas meal. You know, shopping, you know, we had Black Friday, you know, people trying to get that present to where people fight in the stores over it. I think that's why they spread out Black Friday, so that way people aren't fighting over presents anymore. I mean, I don't know how many people are, some of us are old, remember when Cabbage Patch Kids first came out.
Oh, yeah.
And people were fighting for the last, because the store had the last Cabbage Patch Kid. But you got parades, you got parties, you got presents. And of course, you got those worldly traditions that get in the way, too. You know, but spiritually, we even have distractions, believe it or not. You know, we're so focused on having the right food. We're trying to figure out what's the right appropriate fun to have. You know, what's the appropriate fellowship to have? And believe it or not, we have traditions that we're stuck on.
Yeah.
You know, those are things we're just stuck on. Yeah. That shift our focus. Instead of focusing right here, we're focused in the dining room right now. You know, thinking about December 25th. We're not thinking about today, which is December 7th. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now let's go on to another subject for a minute, and you'll see why it correlates. Birthdays. Let me ask this, Delicia, would you rather people celebrate your birthday the way you were at birth or the way you are now?
Yeah.
Now? What about you, Zuma?
No.
Donald?
Same. I want to be celebrated for who I am.
Well, you may be wondering why I'm asking that. How many people, before they became a disciple, were Catholic? How many of us, so that means we remember every year, this time of year, we have baby Jesus in the manger.
Right.
And all he had was that gold, that frankincense, and myrrh. Mm-hmm. And we minimize Jesus to that little baby that had no power, but he had those presents. Let me ask this, how many of his birthdays do we celebrate in the Bible besides that?
I can't think of it.
None. You're right.
That's before Hallmark.
So the next question is, with Jesus' birth, would you rather celebrate him as an infant with the presence of the wise men only, or would you rather celebrate him as Jesus as our Savior with the presence he made in our lives?
The latter.
Yeah. The latter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because people are so hung up on the manger. People are so hung up on the Christmas story. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with Jesus' birth here in the Bible. There's nothing wrong with the Christmas story here in the Bible. But there's a lot more that goes on in the Bible with Jesus before, during, and after the Christmas scene. I mean, let's go to Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness." Who do you think God is referring to when he says our? He's
God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. So if we minimize Jesus to that manger, and the reason I mention that is because there's a church right around the corner from my house that's going to have a living manger scene two Sundays. But they're going to have that two Sundays in December out right outside the church. And there people are going to be there worshiping there. Number one, they're worshiping an idol. But number two, if we don't focus on the fact that Jesus was there with God in the beginning to make man and woman, Jesus is not part of our lives before everything else took place.
Amen. Wow.
Turn to John 1:1. This is also very important. Okay, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Let's jump down to verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as of the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, who is that? Who is that that became flesh?
Yeah, Jesus, the Word. Jesus.
Yeah, the fact is, Jesus, in the beginning, it says, in the beginning. So it's not just Christmas. Jesus was with God through the beginning of the world. And see, when we sit there and minimize Jesus as an infant, we limit his power to a human. We limit his influence on this world. And let me ask this. Which would you rather do? Would you rather limit Jesus as an infant? Or would you rather have Jesus as our Savior? Where he's part of the Trinity. He's part of the teachings. He's part of the miracles. And he's part of the evangelization of the world. Who would you rather have as Jesus Christ?
Elijah has something to say.
What does Elijah have to say?
Savior. He said Savior.
That's true. But would you rather have a Savior, or would you rather have the baby? Why do you think I bring this up?
I think because most people, at least that I've known, that Christmas and the day Jesus was born and the day he died are the only times they even talk about Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's not cool.
Believe it or not, the only times people go to church are Easter and Christmas.
Yeah.
Those are the only times people try to get right. They say they're trying to get right. So they go to church on Easter, then they skip a Sunday, then they keep skipping and skipping, and finally they say, well, I'll go to Christmas time. And then the cycle keeps going and going. How can we as disciples get our focus?
Well, we need to read our Bible every day. We need to know the whole story about Jesus and not just the nativity.
I think for people, it could be very comforting to just look at Jesus as a baby and totally skip looking at the authority that Jesus has right now and has always had from the very beginning to now. When you really look at Jesus and who he is and just the power and the force, and he's not just this baby, then it could either be terrifying if you're not following him, right? Or it could be encouraging, but still, even as a follower of Jesus, to look at the fullness of him can still be terrifying, to be honest, if I'm really being honest, because he's from the beginning to the end, he is the Alpha and Omega. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not to be trifled with. Mm-hmm. He loves us, but he's also our authority.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Because I'm not sitting there saying that we shouldn't celebrate Christmas. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, we do have our traditions. What I am saying is, don't let our traditions be more important than Jesus. We shouldn't let the presents or the tree be more important than Jesus. You know, if you go around my neighborhood right now, people have light displays going on. Even by Trustmark Park, they've got lit up, they've got ice skating there. I think you pay $15 to go in, and you've got a whole Winter Wonderland experience. You got a drive-through experience over at Brandon Amphitheater. But all I'm saying in closing is do not... My prayer is that you focus on Jesus and who he is in our lives and why we have him for your reason to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
And with that, any other questions or thoughts?
I just wanted to comment. I know for me, because, you know, I don't think that any of us here struggle with, like, just worshiping baby Jesus, you know, like we worship Christ, you know, as he's meant to be Lord in our lives. But I know for me, the sign of me having the wrong focus, any time in my life really, is when I'm stressed. And, you know, it's like if I sense that planning a party or thinking about gifts that I'm giving, if that starts stressing me out, then my focus is wrong. And so, so that's something that, you know, kind of brings it home for me. It's like, okay, that's not what it's about, you know? So just kind of making it practical for me, you know, what is the reason for the season, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I was doing some research for one of my lessons, I came across some writings and articles about why a lot of people today skip the Old Testament and just go to the New Testament. And the biggest reason said that most people want to know the Jesus of the New Testament because it's all about love and everything. And they don't want to really find out or learn about the angry God of the Old Testament. And what you were saying earlier, and you know, I never thought about that, Jesus was with God throughout all the Old Testament. So it's just about that line, the juxtaposition, you know, if everybody that only focuses on the New Testament actually thought about, well, Jesus was there with God at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that, let's make man in our image, might help them to understand why the Old Testament is just as important as the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I also think it's an opportunity for us to see the focus, even on the baby, as an entry point. So how can we use that as an opportunity to help share the Jesus who is Lord?
Amen.
Not just the Jesus who's the baby.
Mm-hmm.
With folks. And so, you know, trying to keep that in our forefront, I think that's that's the challenge for, at least for me, it's like, are you focused not just on all of the running around for the holidays, but here's an opportunity where people are actually focused on Jesus. How do you help them take that to another level?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and there is a power to the baby story.
Sure is.
There is such a power to the fact that he actually kept his promise.
Right.
If he promised this, I mean, it is a fulfillment of his promise to us.
Right.
And that and a grace that he did not have to give.
Yeah.
So there is a definite.
Yeah.
Power to the story of the baby.
Well, there is a power to the story of the baby. That, you know, that is correct, but not minimizing Jesus to that baby is, you know, what we need to focus on.
The babies are so cute.
Except when they're screaming.
Yeah, they need to be changed.
So guys, this is what we're going to do, because we're our child at heart, our kids at heart, I should say. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and we're going to let Julia and Lillian set up the Kingdom Kids, and we're going to come back for the second part of our lesson.
Yeah.
And then after that, we will pray for our community and take the communion.
Okay.
Yeah. 5-minute break, bathroom, whatever you need to do, and we'll let you guys set up the Kingdom Kids.
All right. Okay. So come on in here, everybody. Bring your chairs.
Thank you.